presence of mind. You people always talk about presence of mind. Whoever had the presence of mind to realize on the last day of sports that Vince Carter had to check back in and get that last bucket, points to them. Vince today saying, officially done. Summing up his career, surprisingly tough. From phenom to icon to vet to journeyman. Bill Plaschke, J.A. Adande, and Bomani Jones comes back to us. Welcome to all. J.A., you had just said something before we sat down that surprised me. Is Vince Carter a Hall of Famer?
That's questionable to me, Tony. I'm leaning toward no. I define Hall of Famers as people that dominated and or defined their eras. I'm not sure we can say that about Vince Carter. He dominated the dunk contest. He redefined that and reinvigorated the dunk contest. And I'd give him the label of the greatest dunker the NBA has seen. But Hall of Fame, you know, did he play enough on the greatest stage? Did he carry his team to great heights? And if you look at the comps on his basketball reference page, it's guys like Eddie Jones and Terry Porter, not exactly Hall of Famers, but okay. Speaking of Terry Porter, hey, Bomani, why don't you show us your hairline there? Because it's looking real Terry Porter. Like
1987. Oh, man,
first of all, you are no longer in the category to talk to anybody about their hairline, because you know, and you had the halo come at you from the back. You can just hide that on television,
hey,
J.A.
I'm free Matt Poole Jabbar.
All right, yeah, mute, Jay. Yeah. Go ahead, okay. Bomani. Is okay. Vince Carter
enough.
Hall of Famer?
Enough.
Yeah, Vince is a Hall of Famer if you want him to be a Hall of Famer. There's not an overwhelming case for him. There's also not an overwhelming case against him. It doesn't help him that he doesn't have a whole lot of postseason success that he can tack on to his numbers that are largely pretty good. But we look at guys who put up a lot of points, and mostly just a lot of points, differently than we used to do it. Like, I think of him in the tier of player like Amari Stoudemire. Chris Webber is in this same place, though I think Webber, it's a little bit more definitive that he's in because of his college contributions. But if those guys get in, I'm okay with it. If they don't get in, I'm not going to weep over them.
Okay, I'm not sure where to put you now in the yes or no column for Hall of Fame. Bill Plaschke, how about you?
Put me in the yes column. I want him to be a Hall of Famer because he should be a Hall of Famer. What do we love most about in the NBA? Dunks and three-pointers. Only player with more than 1,000 dunks, 2,000 three-pointers. What do we love? We love long, in his era of load management, we cherish longevity. He's played the most seasons, 22 seasons. What do we love? Buzzer beaters. He's had the most three-pointer buzzer beaters, 5 in his career. He's excited fans like no other player's excited fans. He's got to be in the Hall of Fame.
I think that's part of it, right? I mean, Mr. Sure. Excitement. I mean, he's everybody makes the Basketball Hall of Fame, Bomani. And you said Reggie yeah. Miller shouldn't, and you said, what is this?
I said that if Reggie Miller didn't have that series in 94 against the Knicks, if he had it against any other team and it wasn't on national television, that Broadway stuff, I don't think that dude would wind up being in the Hall of Fame. Like, the thing is, sports Hall of Fames aren't like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Like, you know how Guns N' Roses in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame really on the strength of one album, but that album was so cold that that's enough to sustain their yeah. presence there. Vince Carter had a time period. I call these the Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. He had a time period where he was so big and the dunking and everything
else. I like the comparison. Vince is the Guns N' Roses.
He's in. There he is.
If he was a musician, he'd be in that Hall of Fame. But that's not how this Hall of Fame works.
But he's the ABBA. He's the ABBA of basketball.
Come on now. Get out of here.
He's a dunking queen.
Just leave right now. What are you doing, man?
The dunking queen.
All right.
Longevity, baby. Longevity.
We'll move on. The news of the day. The photo posted by NASCAR of the garage pull in Bubba Wallace's stall. While hashtags fake news, Bubba Smollett still getting traction. NASCAR president Steve Phelps saying NASCAR has now swept every track and every garage stall, 29 tracks, 1,648 garage stalls. They found 11 total pull down ropes tied in knots. Only this one noose. Phelps also said he takes full responsibility and wishes he used alleged in his initial statement. Bomani Jones, what did you see in that photo?
I saw something that looked a whole lot like a noose. That is what it appeared to me, and I understand absolutely how they reached the conclusion that they did, given what the tenor was generally of the times and given specifically what it was that they saw. And I would think that people on both sides, one, now you kind of see why people use alleged in news stories where things seem obvious, because there could be this infinitesimal possibility that it goes in the other direction. But if you are upset with NASCAR because they did not say alleged about these being heinous acts, I think that you could understand why someone would walk in, see that knot in that guy's stall. And by the way, nobody else's knot on their pole looked like that one. That looked a lot like a hate crime. And I actually applaud them for deciding to go hard and stand with their driver under those circumstances. And I think if they had to do it over again, I wouldn't blame them if they did the same thing again, because the circumstances were that unique.
Bomani, you've talked about benefit of the doubt, how it doesn't exist for Noose, how it doesn't exist for NASCAR, considering their past and their present, how it doesn't exist for this country, considering its past and its present. Can you expand on that as it pertains to how NASCAR goes forward with fans who may want different things?
Well, okay, so the issue that NASCAR really has here, truthfully, if you want to bang on them for the fact that they went too hard about this one, they had to go that hard because of the negligence that they had displayed over the last 50 or 60 years when it came to stuff like the Confederate flag. Like, for that reason, that organization in particular had to show that they took it seriously, right? So if you want to get on them for doing that, you have to, at the same time, get on them for the way that they handled these people for the longest stretch. But my belief about the Confederate flag and them trying to change things, if these people are legitimately fans of NASCAR, it's not like there's some perfect substitute that they can jump to go get their American stock car racing fix. It's not what it is. I am not willing to say that those fans love racism more than they love stock car racing. So I think as these changes go, it's going to be a tough transition. It's going to take them a while to pull it off. But I think that people will learn, just like everywhere else they go in their lives. You just can't bring the Confederate flag with you.
Jay Adonde, what did you see in that photo NASCAR released today?
Well, I saw a noose, clearly, not noose-like, not resembling a noose. A noose. It's that simple. Similar to what Bomani said, though, you know, NASCAR had to maybe even overcompensate for the way that they've handled, for the racism that they have allowed to permeate their sport through all the years via the Confederate flag. And I said on this show that they needed, or Bubba Wallace needed, support from the highest levels of the sport, given that he is by himself in many ways there. He got that. So I think it's fair and it's right that they overcompensated. And yes, you could say even overreacted in this case, but better to err on the side of caution. And one thing, when there's an overreaction here, or even when there's a false accusation, as was the case with Justice Smollett, no individual was actually harmed. No individual had his reputation damaged by this. But you know what happens when there are false accusations made against African-Americans? I can give you one example, Emmett Till.
And Bill Plaschke, your thoughts on the latest?
I just can't believe all the doubt. And when are people going to believe, when are people in this time going to believe that racism is so deep, that hatred runs so deep? I'm stunned at the doubt. I don't think NASCAR has to apologize for anything in this noose, even without seeing the noose. NASCAR didn't have to
apologize. You don't believe alleged should have been used initially?
No. Look at that. Look at that. What can you possibly take from that? The fact that it's only in his garage. I get tired of people trying to always say, well, they're faking it or they're making something up. It's real, people. It's real. And look at this. It's as real as that noose.
Does anybody still have questions over how this was, as the FBI determined, around for 7 or 8 months, since October of last year? Does anybody still wonder how NASCAR didn't know it was there for all those months and couldn't do the investigation themselves initially, Jay Adonde?
Yeah, when the justification is, oh, it's been there since October of last year, that's not a good enough defense. And also, it still seems more than coincidental that the one black driver on the circuit had that noose hanging in his stall. Maybe it is just a random act, but it sure seems odd, I'll say that.
I know how they didn't notice it before. They only got one black driver. Like, it was only something to notice when somebody realized, like, ooh, I forgot we got Bubba here.
It's so obvious. Why? I just can't believe it's just so obvious.
Thanks for your thoughts on this, fellas. We're going to take a break right here. When we come back, Mike Leach, Lane Kiffin, Mississippi State House.
Around the Horn is presented by Modelo, brewed for those with a fighting spirit. Part of Happy Hour. And in part by Burger King. The Impossible for Sandwich is now at Burger King.
GEICO gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that GEICO is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name? Check. Birthday? Social Security? Is that a thing? Hey, Mom, what is my Social Security number? Mom? 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 Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag. Done.
GEICO. Always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
You've heard the SEC and NCAA say the state of Mississippi would not be hosting championship collegiate sporting events until the Confederacy was taken off the state flag. Mississippi State running back Kylan Hill said he wouldn't play for the team until he saw change in the flag. Today, Lane Kiffin, Mike Leach, and many other Mississippi collegiate coaches lobbying the state of Mississippi legislature to change the flag. Jay Adane, how does that come off to you?
It comes off as very much of this moment and people trying to take advantage of this moment, certainly. And I think football is positioned. It's the South. People care about their college football. So maybe the understanding that adhering to this old flag, the flag of the racist traitor losers, is going to cost them football players. It's going to cost them events. There will be economic damage in addition to damage of the pride of the school and the state teams representing them. So, you know, taking advantage of that moment, I think football has the power to make changes.
Bomani Jones?
Well, this is interesting because for decades, where Ole Miss, for example, where you had the Confederate flag at the stadium, even the idea that you were scaring the recruits away hadn't proven to be enough. But polling is showing now that in the last 18 months, this has gone from an issue where the majority of Mississippians were in favor of the current flag to the majority now wanting that flag to be taken down. And I think it helps the people who want it down very much to have the football coaches be the one to say it, because you're going to have some people that don't want to feel like they're being forced to do this. They got to feel like they're doing this all on their own. And if the right voices are the ones to carry this, then those people will feel like they're arriving at this conclusion by themselves. The thing I ask, though, and to be careful of, we had this in Georgia and Florida and in Alabama that had Confederacy stuff in their flags with the stars and bars, and people finally got them to take them down. And what they put up was a different Confederate flag that people just didn't recognize. Can't let that one fly in this case.
Can you explain that to me? When you had said that earlier, that was the first I had ever heard of that. I'm not so fluent in state flags.
Yeah, no, like the rebel flag that we think of and that people commonly call the stars and bars, that is a Confederate flag, but the Confederacy had a bunch of different flags. And so if you go look at the flag of Alabama, the flag of Florida, the flags of Georgia, they are based on other Confederate flags. They were still holding on that damn tight.
Always a history lesson with Bomani Jones. Thank you. Bill Plaschke on seeing Leach, on seeing Kiffin, and other coaches from Mississippi and the State House today.
This shows the power of sports. This is how sports can really affect good, can be more than talk and be just action. And this shows how it starts at the grassroots. You know these coaches, especially Kiffin and Leach, just got to town. They were being spurred by their players. The student athletes at these universities, these are the ones putting the pressure on the coaches to go up there and testify. This is what everybody's talking about when you fight for social justice in the sports world. Make it more than just talk, make it action. Thank goodness to our youngest athletes, they're taking action, and this is what happens. This is very cool.
Mike Leach, when we last talked about him, it was 2 months ago, he was on Facebook, and he was passing along images that were not something the school would want out there as well, something he has apologized for, so he didn't even see it. It was a stitched-up noose here that he was, just to tie in the last story we did, to see him on the steps today, Bomani Jones.
If I was Mississippi State, there's no way in the world I would have sent him up there. Man, that dude, you never know what he's going to say in general, let alone with the stakes being this high. Like, I imagine it worked out okay, but I would have been nervous as hell about having Mike Leach be the guy. He'd go off on some tangent about pirates and everything else. The next thing you know, he'd be like, yeah, the pirate flag. That should be the state of Mississippi flag.
All right, Bill Plaschke. I know you were hoping to get into a showdown with Bomani Jones because I believe you hold the head-to-head there.
Give the stat, Tony. Give the stat.
The stat is not important right now because you brought ABBA into a conversation about Guns N' Roses and Vince Carter. That's it for Plaschke. Bomani Jones, Jay Adande, showdown in 2 minutes.
Around the Horn is presented by Modelo, brewed for those with a fighting spirit. Part of Happy Hour. And in part by T-Mobile, keeping you connected to everything that matters most.
It's your home speaking, and I need you to do me a couple of favors. First, could you get that blueberry that rolled under the fridge last week? It's throwing my feng shui off. Second thing, bundle your home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and we could save money. Lastly, I know you were thinking of painting the nursery back to off-white, but I'm actually feeling this baby blue. Didn't think it was my color, but I am pulling it off.
GEICO. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
NFL Hall of Fame game called off. The first event on the calendar the NFL's had to cancel was August 8th. Preseason was to follow after that. That's still scheduled. Season to start September 10th. That's still scheduled. But, J.A. Adande, do you believe the NFL is considering delaying the start of their season?
They should. Things just got real for the NFL. They were able to skate by thanks to their schedule and calendar for all these months. But now they're seeing there is no escaping from this. It's so pervasive. Maybe this can be a wake-up call to all those people. If you want your football, how about you wash your hands, wear a mask, social distance? Otherwise, we might not be able to get the full NFL this fall.
Bomani Jones?
Yeah, I mean, you would think that they're thinking about changing their schedule. They need to understand the schedule changes on them. They don't really have much say-so on this one. If they don't have a backup plan for what happens if they can't play, that is on them. Because common sense says, look around you. Having those 53 dudes on each sideline still seems to be really difficult to pull off.
What did John Harbaugh say a few weeks ago? That it was impossible? And Sean McVay says, I don't know how you social distance in a huddle. And now we're seeing the effects of that. Coaches unsure they can even put a team on the field. All right, Bomani Jones, you know, you got called Terry Porter earlier in the show. I just want to be on the record here saying I was stunned when you took the hat off on HQ a few days ago and how it looked. This is magnificent. Go ahead.
Here it is.
You've earned the FaceTime.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
There it is.
Check this out. Jamal Adams of the Jets, Greg Williams, his defensive coordinator, said he wants Jamal Adams to feel good about being a Jet. And I know you ain't been there in New York for that long, Greg, but that's an unrealistic standard that you got about having guys on that team. You just need to have guys that are willing to show up. You want them to be happy about being Jets? The only people you're going to have on the team is like Jets fans. Fireman Ed's going to wind up being your quarterback like that. But look at me, though.
Oh, man, I love it. I don't see Terry Porter there. For Terry Porter, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Alex Caruso, I'm Tom Gugliotta. We'll see you tomorrow.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your teenager to help around the house?
Okay, Mom, I emptied the dishwasher, vacuumed the basement, and folded the sheets out of the dryer.
Wait, what?
Oh, and next, I'm going to clean Mitten's litter box.
Are we in some kind of prank show or something? That's a camera, isn't it?
There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.